I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon Performance Lab is a new creative residency program hosted by Lane Community College dedicated to developing new live performance works. It will also give Lane County residents a chance to see works in development bound for national audiences. The inaugural season runs now through August 29th and will include performances on August 14th and 15th of the play Spill, written and directed by Lee Fondakowski, based on interviews regarding the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Joining me in the KLCC studios is lead actor and dramaturge Kelly Simpkins. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Well, this play is based on personal interviews with people who were affected by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. What kind of perspectives emerge by examining it via personal stories instead of via the headlines?
Well, I think what you get, you know, one of the beauties of this kind of work is that, you know, I mean, particularly with this story, there was obviously the news happened, and then the news very swiftly went away once it was plugged. I mean, everybody saw the oil spilling, you know, in the kind of counter on CNN that was running consistently, and then, you know, the news just went away. So I think, you know, what this play does is it goes down into the pockets of the bayou and different places in Louisiana that weren't covered. So we're, you know, Lee and Reva talked to people that were not covered by the media. And it's one of the things that I'm proudest of this play, that you get to see a breadth of people that aren't normally seen on stage. So we get these characters, Cajun characters, you know, there's a lot of class issues going on down there, a lot of race issues going down there. So, you know, we have a lot of diversity on stage, which I think is really rare. And these kinds of accents and just different types of personalities that are infrequently seen on the stage.
You mentioned Reva, which is Oregon artist Reva Wortel, who's been a participant as an artist as well as an interviewer. Talk about what her participation brings to the project.
Well, Reva, you know, Reva and Lee did all of the interviews. I was in on one of them, but they were the two primary collaborators in terms of collecting the raw material for this play. And I actually play kind of a composite. I play the writer character is one of the characters that I play. I play several characters. Also, one of the beauties of this work, you get to kind of stretch your muscles as an actor and play. You know, I play a really great guy in this play, Jory Danos, which I'd love to talk about as well. But so I play a composite of these two artists who went down there and discovered all of these things, both about the oil industry and about the people down there. And Reva in particular, because she's a visual artist and a painter, she did portraits of all of the interviewees. So that has been, you know, a huge part of this piece in combination with the actual text of the play.
How do you take interviews and create a compelling drama that has a through line going, that has a through line in a way that a theatrical audience can appreciate and ride along with?
Well, I think it's always one of the trickiest parts of this work. You know, I met Lee in 99, so she's, you know, the longest collaborator I've ever worked with, and there's so much beauty in having a long-standing relationship in an artistic way with someone like that. And we've worked on a lot of these different plays that are driven by interviews, court documents, found material, and it's always a difficult question. How do you narratively structure, how do you structure this material in a way that's theatrically compelling and dramatically compelling? And I think, you know, the first act is easier in many ways than the second act, because the first act is really kind of an entry into this writer character going down to Louisiana and meeting all of these characters. And as happens with this work, one character leads you to another character, leads you to another character. But because there is kind of this ticking time bomb of the Deepwater Horizon explosion and this thing kind of going out of control, you meet all of the, you meet a lot of the family members of the 11 men who died. You meet people who were on the oil rig that day through the testimony that was taken by the Coast Guard, the transcripts of the Coast Guard after the Deepwater Horizon explosion happened. So there's a pretty narrative thrust and through line that's you know, goes point by point. And the second act is a little trickier. So we've been working on that, spending a lot more time with that, and particularly here being given the time that Corey and Willow have given us to really try to hone in on the second act and find out what the narrative possibilities are of this play, which we've struggled with because it's a spill. It's just a spill that keeps spilling and, you know, keeps spilling for 87 days. So it's not the same thing as Act One, which just ratchets up and ratchets up and has such a dramatic through line to it, leading to the explosion at the end of Act One.
Have you seen the play begin to change thus far in your time with Oregon Performance Lab here in Eugene?
Well, we're trying out some new things here. So Act Two, we're trying to take one of the characters that I play, Jory Danos, who was a working class guy, grew up on the bayou, very kind of lower class, lives in a trailer park, and really wanted to jump into, well, two things, actually. He wanted to be part of the recovery effort because he thought it was going to be a part of history. This was going to be a part of history that he wanted to be a part of, and he wanted to help clean up the oil, and has since become very, very sick in terms of his exposure to the oil. So we're trying to use him as our time here, we're trying to use him as an anchor and see if that can carry us through the second act in a different way, and expose different things and have him be kind of, you know, this anchor that draws us along the second act, because he has such, you know, one of the actors yesterday said, he tastes like gumbo, like his words taste like gumbo. He's kind of, you know, he's a poet in many ways. He's a pedestrian poet, and he has these arias that are incredibly beautiful. So that's one of the major kind of structural changes that we're trying to see, if that has any there while we're here. That was grammatically weird, but you get my gist.
Absolutely. Well, oil is very much involved in this play. Is oil a character or a living being in any sense?
So when we premiered the play in Baton Rouge, oil was something that was talked about. It was something that we tried to theatricalize in many ways, and in terms of dance and movement. And it has some sections that have kind of the slowness or the lethargy of oil or the quick pace of oil. But we also had a lot of video in that piece. That unfortunately is not going to be in this presentation here, but there's kind of an active video component that shows the oil spilling and an oil cam, and so it is present in some ways as a character, absolutely.
Who is it you wish to reach with this play?
You know, I think this is a play about America in many ways. You know, this is a play about our economic needs and the environmental realities that are happening. I mean, it's like Lee and I were talking this morning, like we're in Oregon and everyone's saying it was over 100 degrees in the last couple of weeks, which is very atypical for this part of the world. And climate change is here. And, you know, so one of the questions of this play, or one of the things that we're grappling with, is what is our dependence? You know, how are we all complicit in this story that we need this oil, we are dependent on fossil fuels, and what it is actually doing to the world, let alone, you know, the coastal lines of Louisiana and other places in the world, but particularly in this region that this play is based on. You know, the marshes being completely, has been receding for years and years and years. Many people say it is one of the reasons that Hurricane Katrina happened. So what are the environmental impacts of our fossil fuel dependency is one of the questions.
You and Lee Fondakowski worked together, as you said, for a long time, including on the Laramie Project about Matthew Shepard. What have you learned from the Laramie Project and its response in the world that you've brought into creating Spill together?
Well, Laramie Project was such an anomaly in so many ways and has had such a life that nobody who was involved in the creation of that play ever anticipated happening. And I still have moments to this day where we go out and teach and we see this play in high schools and colleges and go in as teaching artists and talk about the play and work with the kids on, you know, how we develop this kind of work. And so it's still shocking to me that this play has such resonance. I think what is so powerful to me about these kinds of plays is that it really is one community talking to another. And it is the words of people, although they're shaped, they're edited, they're not necessarily all verbatim, but it is real life characters. And I think there is something that happens when you see somebody that you know is existing in the world and walking around in the world and who actually has had these struggles and who is dealing emotionally, physically, intellectually, spiritually with the things that the piece is grappling with. That there is like one degree removed in that it's not a fictional representation, that it's actually a person who is in the world, and what are the things, you know, that we can listen to. I mean, that's also part of this process, is sitting down with somebody and not doing what the media did, not getting a sound bite, not trying to get like 3 seconds or a minute of something and then completely misrepresenting it, but really sitting down with people, sometimes multiple times, like 5 or 6 different interviews, seeing them from the beginning of something like this, and then going back and having a 6th interview with them on the anniversary date of the spill or the Deepwater Horizon explosion, and seeing like what is the evolution in them. So this is, you know, in many ways for me, what's so beautiful is like just sitting down with ordinary human beings that you think don't really have anything to say, but are incredibly thoughtful, insightful, poetic, that have a lot to say if you just sit down and listen and give them the time.
And in the end, is there anything you wish to inspire in the audience in terms of feeling or ways of being or actions?
You know, that's always a hard one for me. I hope that this play is a wake-up call. I hope that this is not like the kind of metronome in terms of liberal political plays that put people to sleep or coddle them or comfort them, but really poke holes in kind of the actions that they're taking and what they think is the problem, and really, excuse me, create some space for discussion, create some space for a real self-questioning and a community questioning and an environmental kind of world questioning about what we are doing and how we're all, as I said before, really complicit in the creation of what's going on in terms of our dependence on fossil fuels and what's happening to the environment.
Well, thanks for all your creative work and for your caring and making a difference out there in the world at large.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Kelly Simpkins, actor and dramaturge for the play Spill, based on interviews regarding the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Spill will be performed on Friday and Saturday, August 14th and 15th in the Ragazzino Performance Hall on the main campus of Lane Community College in Eugene, with both performances beginning at 7 p.m. It's part of the inaugural season of Oregon Performance Lab, a new creative residency program dedicated to the development of live performance works. For tickets and more information, OregonPerformanceLab.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.